As part of the Saturday morning session, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi laid out some frank comments about what the Chinese government expects from Japan when it comes to improving ties.
In recent years, relations between China and Japan have experienced twists and turns and been at a low ebb. The reason, in my opinion, is quite clear to Japan. Now Japan has proposed several times to improve bilateral relations and expressed the intention of taking the first step. If you come with your sincerity, then you're welcome. Just as the old Chinese saying goes, not a man's words, but judge him by his deeds. Today I am here to listen to the minister's advice on improving the two countries' relations. Meanwhile, I will wait and see whether you do as you say.
Disputes over the Diaoyu Islands, the upgrading of Japan's military status, and issues surrounding history continue to be the main stumbling blocks in improving ties. Last year, as China marked the 70th anniversary of its victory over Japan in World War II, the Japanese government passed a new set of security bills, which allow Japanese troops to be deployed abroad even if Japan itself is not under attack. This represents a reversal of policy which had existed in Japan since its post-war constitution was drafted to ensure the Japanese military was unable to rise up again. Beyond the changes to the military, other remnants of the war over 70 years ago are still haunting the relationship between Japan and China. In mid-April, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to the Yasukuni Shrine in Tokyo. The shrine, which honors Japan's war dead, also enshrines 14 former Japanese leaders who are responsible for launching Japan's all-out assaults on China and other parts of Asia. Tributes or visits to the shrine are considered an insult to countries Japan invaded. Addressing this issue, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says a responsible attitude about its past aggression by the Japanese side will go a long way toward helping the two sides maintain peace and avoid any future conflicts.
The China-Japan relationship must be built on the basis of facing up to history, abiding by promises, strengthening cooperation and not confrontation. I believe and I hope your visit can play a positive role in the actual improvement of relations between China and Japan.
For his part, Fumio Kishida says he hopes there will be more exchanges between the two nations' senior leadership.
We are important neighbors. For quite some time, visits between the foreign ministers of China and Japan have been not taking place, and that is not what we want. I would like to bring our relationship back to the level where our ministers can visit frequently.
Kishida's trip to Beijing is the first by a senior Japanese diplomat to China in some 4.5 years. One of the items on his agenda is reportedly to facilitate a meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe this September during the G8 summit, which is to be held in the city of Hangzhou. Beyond improving bilateral ties, Kishida is also being tasked with discussing regional and economic cooperation between China and Japan. Despite political differences, China and Japan still remain major trading partners. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.